That's why you are listening to this podcast, to draw a line in the sand and decide that you are no longer living behind your fear. It's time to rise. It's time to step up and make a difference in the world.
Welcome to the Fired Up Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Niamh Dean. I'm a coach and coach trainer and founder of the Fired Up Coaching Academy, which is a year-long self-coaching program with an optional coaching certification. I help driven women in their 40s and 50s to get to financial freedom doing what they love and to get in the best shape of their lives. So if that's you and you've got big goals that you want help achieving, then you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode 7 of the Fired Up Coaching Podcast. The title of this episode is Perfectionism Be Gone. Perfectionism holds us back so much in life because we believe we're not good enough. We believe our content is not good enough. We believe that when it's better, then I will share it. Then I will put it out there. And something very interesting happened to me with episode 6. For some unknown reason, when I was recording it and finished recording it, was very happy with it. And I played it back and the audio was glitching. And I was disappointed because I really liked how I had worded it and the message that I had shared. And then I got a great idea. I realized, what if I share the parts that aren't glitched? What if I decide not to be perfectionistic about this and I just delete the part where the audio is completely incomprehensible and I share the rest of it? Because what's super important is sharing our message, not that it's polished. Yes, of course, it's nice to have polished messaging. It's nice to have good branding, etc. But what's most important is being yourself and letting the message do the work. You can have the best website in the world. You can have the best visuals and photos. But if you're not authentically sharing your message from your heart, then you're not going to get the following that you want. You're not going to get the clients that you want. You've got to be real and keep it real and be natural. You know, I think that we're not looking for perfection. Actually, it's unrelatable. So my intention with this episode is that you release your perfectionism and you just go for it. You do it imperfectly. Done is better than perfect. So that's my message for this episode. And on that note, I'm going to share the podcast that I had recorded because I don't want that message to be wasted. And actually, I realized it was only the first 2.5 minutes that were glitched. So I'm sharing from the moment that it's not glitching. And I really trusted, actually, when it happened. I thought, oh, everything happens for a reason. But at the time, I didn't realize that it was going to be the catalyst for my message for episode 7, which is Perfectionism Be Gone. So in the episode, I talk about drawing a line in the sand and deciding that you're not going to hide behind your fear anymore. Perfectionism comes from fear. Perfectionism is not because you have high standards and want to be really polished and professional. It's when you don't feel enough, you don't feel good enough. That's where perfectionism comes from. So from a psychology point of view, the thing to work on is your enoughness and believing that you and your message are enough, that you don't need bells and whistles on it. So if you want my support with that, I'd be delighted to help you with it. But listen in to my message because it was quite fiery. I hope you enjoy it. Lots of love.
Judged, they'll be criticized, they'll be laughed at. Imagine if all of that was released from humanity and people actually started to live their purpose. Can you imagine what a world we would live in then? How the world would transform? And the reality is that if enough people rise, if enough people stop living behind their fear, that world is possible. And it starts with you and me. It starts with us rising because it's a domino effect. If we choose to no longer hide behind our fear, if we choose to unleash ourselves, to have the impact we want to have, to be messengers on social media or in person at live events, or simply with those that we meet every day at the supermarket, etc. If we choose to have that positive impact, to be that friendly, smiling face, to show that we care, to make a positive difference, to consciously and intentionally make a positive difference in people's lives. Imagine the domino effect of that. But we need more people to rise. We need to form a movement of people, of fired up people like you and me, that see the logic in this and see how it can have a positive impact in the world. So that's why I am no longer okay with you hiding and playing small. That's why you are listening to this podcast, to draw a line in the sand and decide that you are no longer living behind your fear. It's time to rise. It's time to step up and make a difference in the world. I don't believe we came into this world to hide and play small and be that individual that, you know, self-absorbed and who, you know, questions what do people think of me. And, you know, I love, there's a famous quote, Mother Teresa said, you know, she doesn't have time to really think about how her legs look as she's having such a great impact in the world. Now, I'm not there yet because I do like to work on my legs. I do believe, you know, strong body, strong mind, and I enjoy that part of the human experience. But I don't obsess over what are people thinking about me. I'm here to live fully, to enjoy life fully, and to have as much impact as I can have. I'm not here to worry about people's judgment about that. I unapologetically show up as who I am. And I continuously overcome myself. I continuously strive to play bigger, to have more impact. I'm only just getting started. And I'm going to be 52 this year. Age is just a number. You can have an impact at any age. Do not hide behind the excuse that you're too old. Because if you're 95, you have a lot of wisdom to share still. So don't die with that inside you. See who you can hire, a ghostwriter, to somebody to help you to write a book and leave a message. What is it that you'd like people to know? So don't let this life be a waste. I was reading some great Viktor Frankl quotes, and he said, live as if you came back to relive your life because the first time it was a mistake. And this time you were granted a second chance, and this time you get to be that version of yourself that you want to be, that fired up, passionate, purposeful version of yourself. So it's time to unleash yourself. Think about what you're going to do. If you want to play a bigger game and have more impact and be part of that movement that is here to serve humanity and to help people to stop living behind fear, how are you going to do that? Don't overthink it either. Just take action and keep taking action and keep taking action and refuse to be available for fear of judgment, because that's what keeps people playing small. And if you want to help and support and inspire people to play a bigger game, you can't be part of the people who hide and stay safe behind the fear of judgment. I do recognize that people who have experienced a lot of trauma may have that trauma be triggered by judgment, etc. But get the support that you need. That's also your responsibility. And, you know, refuse to entertain that story. Honestly, a lot of that is a story. And where attention goes, energy flows. So decide that your future, your purposeful future, is going to heal your past. And think about how good that's going to feel when you are living on purpose, when you are having an impact, when you're no longer letting fear run your life. because it's running so many people's lives. They're numbing out, they're hiding, completely unfulfilled. And negativity, there's a ripple effect of negativity from that. So our job is to help to transform that. And it starts with helping people to courageously claim and choose better life circumstances for themselves. To take care of their body, to take care of their mind. And you can do that too. You can be that inspiration. And if you're thinking, oh, well, I'm not confident enough, guess what? You can inspire other people that aren't confident enough. You can inspire the introverts. There's people like you out there too. And they need someone like you to inspire them, because we need to be able to relate to people. The most inspiring people are people who were once like us and they chose to rise and change themselves, because then we can say, oh, they were like me. They were stuck like me. And now look at them. I was very stuck. I was very deeply unfulfilled. Soul destroyed is a term that I was familiar with my work, with my relationships, with how I was treating my body, with how I was treating my mind and myself, my relationship with myself. I have totally transformed that, and I continue to. When you do the work, it works. It works if you work it, basically. So work it, it's worth it. I think that's an Alcoholics Anonymous mantra. It works if you work it, so work it, it's worth it. And they're referring to working the steps. But what I'm referring to is working your mindset and choosing to be the version of you that you know you want to be. You know you want to live more fully, to live your full potential. You know that you have these gifts inside of you that are lying dormant, and there's a frustration that comes with that. And there's a pride that comes with tapping into that and deciding, okay, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go for it. I'm done with this self-absorbed fear of what people will think. Because why else would you hide and play small? If you had no fear about what other people would think, you wouldn't hide. So my invitation to you today is to unleash yourself onto the world. I would be absolutely delighted to accompany you on your journey of growth. Message me if you want my support. And also tune into my near weekly masterclasses inside my Facebook group called the Fired Up Coach Collective. I'd be delighted to welcome you there. I hope this served you, and I look forward to sharing episode 7 with you very soon.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Fired Up Coaching Podcast. I hope you got some great takeaways from it. If you did, it would mean the absolute world to me if you would share it with your friends and family. Be sure also to hit subscribe and to go to my website to get my free Ignite Your Inner Coach Masterclass. You can access it at www.neavedee.com. Neave is spelled N-I-A-M-H, so that's www.neavedee.com. Until the next time, stay strong, stay brave, and stay committed to creating your best life. You deserve it.